For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I've been inspired by a group of young ladies here in Geelong. I have been slightly late. I missed just the start of the show today. Mm-hmm. Just that first tiny bit of the show.
Just the first hour and a half.
Yep, managed to get back. I was working with the Geelong Football Club.
For them.
But on the way back, I was coming up Moorabool Street, or coming down Moorabool Street back to work here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see a bit of a kerfuffle. And I was like, what is going on here? Because you know I love a kerfuffle. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what's going on? There's like people like surrounding something, and it wasn't police. So I was like, what's going on here?
You are a bit of a sticky beak, I must say. Like, you're a very kind person, but you also do love a little bit of maybe a bit of gossip or finding out. You love a nosy
moment. I'm a bit messy.
You're a handful.
I am a handful. But this group of like 4 to 5 young ladies caught my attention, because what they were doing is they were kind of squatting around one of the spots at the bus stop, like mm-hmm. one of the chairs, like the seats. And there was someone lying down, and it was like a photo shoot.
Oh.
And it was like she was like, not like Rose from Titanic.
Okay, hand like behind her head.
She had like a, I don't know if it was, but like a Juicy Couture tracksuit. Like one colour, like done up to the nines. So mm-hmm. like whether it's for Instagram or an EP, I'm about it. I loved it. And like her friends have got like old cameras, like old digitals. Someone's got a Polaroid. Someone's on their phone. And there's just lights flashing. And she's
paparazzi.
Just hitting poses.
Good on her.
Like it's going to be the cover of, you know, GT the magazine.
Incredible.
I want us to do that.
No.
I think that's how, for people that don't know what Tim and Davo look like, I think this is how we get it out there. Moorabool Street bus stop.
Yep.
Up to the juicy, full track suits.
What a backdrop. I mean, the bus stop there.
Name anything more Geelong.
I mean, that's so true. Unfortunately, that is very, very true. And you'd like to do this.
I want us to both do it. Oh, I was going to say, solos
you
and
in the Juicy Couture get up could be incredible.
I don't know if they've built a size pants that can fit what I'm working
They're
with.
They're stretchy.
If you know what I'm putting
put that ass.
I think if you and I will do a couple of solo, again, I don't know photography lingo, but ones of you, ones of me, and then like some, like I don't know, back-to-back James Bond style. Maybe not James Bond hands.
Like Charlie's Angels
style.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah, that's probably a better reference.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just think that's how people finally get to know the real you and me. And then we push them around to like the Addy, GT, Surf Coast Times.
Any billboard that'll have
any
us.
Any billboard that'll have us. And like,
certainly none of the K-Rock ones will. You know when you said that there was like a bunch of ladies all
squatting around the bus stop?
I literally, my first thought, this is unhinged, but my first thought was Witch's Coven. So I was thinking they were doing light as a feather, stiff as a board.
No.
It has been 30 years since the movie The Craft came out, so that could have been in for that.
They might have done that just before I drove past. But I want to pencil in some time. And even if we hire some fake paparazzi to make it look like a big deal.
Sadder and sadder.
Yeah, I know. But again, name anything more Geelong than that. And I'll argue that you won't be able to do mm-hmm. it. And I think you and I were trying to represent this town, represent this city. And these young ladies squatting around a bus stop have finally been the inspiration that we needed. And it's not what the squatting you'd think around Moorabool bus stop. So getting it done.
Tim and Davo.
Last week, Davo, mm-hmm. I found some old Victorian era slang, and we played a game where I said what it is, and then you had to guess what the meaning of that Victorian era slang was. One of them was like butter upon bacon. That was some slang. Do you remember what butter upon bacon was?
Wasn't it like excessive or something?
She's doing too much.
Yeah, doing too much.
She's doing too much. I have continued the list of some Victorian era slang.
Wow.
And if you want to play the game, Davo.
Yeah, let's do it.
We can do it again. Okay. Tickety boo.
Tickety boo.
Tickety boo.
Would that be a like a friend?
A friend, a tickety boo. No, it's not a friend. It's something that is happening and you're pleased with it. Oh. Tickety boo. I'm tickety boo about this.
Oh, you're tickety boo about something.
Yeah.
Well, you're up and about then.
No, it's not up
having
and about.
Having a rip of time.
No. Something that is in perfect order or a satisfactory condition.
Okay.
So, pretty fun, eh?
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Tickety boo.
Davo, I don't think you're much of a muffin walloper. I don't think you are.
Is that a pants man?
No, it's not. Can you just rein it in? You hung out with people this weekend. You've come back. You went to Phillip Island and you've lost your damn mind at the Nobbies. I need you to rein it in. Trust me, I know it's sick, but like, let's keep it together for a moment.
What did you say again? What's the name?
A muffin walloper.
A muffin walloper. Like a punish, a bat, like someone that's really annoying to be around.
It's a type of person. Well, I guess it's an idle person who sits at home eating cakes and gossiping instead of cooking.
Oh, it's you.
I could have used you as the example there, but I was
and it's
kind.
It's more suited to me.
All right. You know what, David? I think you're a bit of a church bell.
A church bell. Someone who is...
Here we go. gorgeous 6 foot.
No, no, stunning. No. A church bell. I'm thinking that someone who is like dobbing on other people.
No. A woman who talks so much, her voice is reminiscent of a ringing of a church bell.
Interesting. Her voice is... like a church
a
bell.
A woman who talks so much, her voice is... So it's like, well, you know, I just was out there and I saw no penguins at the Nobbies. You know?
Yeah, nice.
Something like that. Okay. Dave, I think you're pretty well known for your mafficking. I had to slow right down.
Say one more time.
M-A-F-F-I-C-K-I-N-G. Mafficking.
Mafficking. So you reckon
unless I've been set up by the Victorian era people just like subtly swear and like if you speed up or something.
Is that like I'm assuming that's like mafficking, like
careful.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon that's like if you're like like up and about, like rowdy.
Stop
like,
saying up rowdy.
No, sorry,
there
like
go,
you're
rowdy.
You're like rough, like
term for getting wildly rowdy out in the streets.
Yeah.
Out in the streets.
Rough.
All right. I think this got two more. Afternoonified. You can be, Davo, it's like, I think, Davo, actually, I think you are quite afternoonified.
Gorgeous, incredible, talented.
No, someone or something that is highly fashionable. Last one, jammiest bits of jam.
Like the tastiest
Davo,
bits of...
Davo, you're the
of...
jammiest bits of jam.
Yeah, like the cat's pajamas, like the best of the best.
No, this one's actually me. Absolutely perfect, gorgeous and delightful, and a young lady. So there you go.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Basically, I think that politicians sometimes get ahead of themselves in trying to go viral.
Well, I mean, they've got to stand out, right? And sometimes policy isn't the strongest form of, getting people's attention. But like, it's like, you know, this is a full-on one. Like when Pauline Hanson walked into Parliament in the, was it a full burqa?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, she wasn't doing it to support a group.
No.
She was doing it to
not.
Make a point, but it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen in politics.
Well, I was thinking more so about like when Albo was like, Cozzy lives, or like tries to say slang words that people are talking about and getting involved.
What was that other
on
one?
The internet?
He said it was like, relatable or like something. It's like, I remember like some podcast tried to get him to say it, and it's like, you're meant to be leading us through this.
Yeah.
Albo, what are you doing, man?
Well, the New South Wales opposition leader, Kelly Sloan, she's come out and she's tried to get herself a bit of a viral clip happening. Look, we're not going to get into all the things she's talking about. That's not our show. No. You know us.
We're not political, no.
But this was the start of her speech.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it or would you just let it slip? Eminem.
She's quoted Slim Shady.
Yeah, she has quoted. I love that it was like, dramatic pause,
Eminem.
That's nice.
Marshall Mathers.
I like that. It's a fun way to stand out. And you got to remember, a lot of politicians who are a bit older probably had no idea.
Yeah,
like,
that's
where
right.
Where are the M&Ms?
No, I think that particular verse is so iconic.
Yeah, that's
that
fair.
There's not one person that wouldn't have known where she was heading with that.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know how she linked it into her policies, and that's, once again, none of our business
Absolutely
here.
Absolutely not.
But what I thought we could do today is maybe hold our own little press conference here and, you know, try and do a rap in the style of a politician.
Okay. All right. So you've picked a song. Mm-hmm. I've picked a song. Who do you want to go first?
I reckon. You.
Okay.
I'm going to check myself in a sec.
That's all right. I'll go first. Try and figure out what song I've picked.
Okay.
Probably not as iconic as Lose Yourself.
No.
I mean, yeah. Popping bottles in the ice. Like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard. Sipping scissorp in my ride. Like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly like a G6. Give me that Maui. Give me that Cristal. Ladies love my style. At my table, getting wild. Get them bottles popping. We got the drip, we got the drop. Now give me two more bottles. Because you know I don't stop.
Incredible.
Far East Movement.
I liked it. I liked it. I think that is, I think that would go fantastic in Parliament.
All right. I don't know what my policy is for that. Maybe like more water storage.
Could be.
Sipping on that? All right, Dave. We'll clear the stand. We'll try and figure out what yours is. And remember, you have to end it with the artist.
Yes.
After a dramatic pause.
Naturally.
Are you ready for it?
Okay. All the time I turn around, brothers gather round, always looking at me up and down, looking at my, I just want to say it now. I ain't trying to round up, drama little mama. I don't want to take your man. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep repeating how the boys want to eat it, but I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele because they say she's delicious. Fergie.
I mean, I could see that because that's like about people hounding women, and unfortunately that is brought up in our government a lot.
Yes.
So Fergalicious, I believe. Can I guess that one?
Yes.
Fergalicious. Yes, wow. Looking forward to hearing more policies. Maybe every day this week we can hear some more policies, Davo. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's great.
Okay, there we go. It's Tim and Davo. Politicising your home.
This is Tim and Davo. The podcast.
There's a new trend emerging in concert goers and it's getting out of control.
All right.
People are not happy about it, particularly the artists, including one, Noah Kahan.
Yeah, he loves a bit of stick season.
Yeah.
Apparently it's Noah Kahan.
Well, that's embarrassing.
No, I said Kahan for years. So don't put two H's and an A in there. But yeah, Noah Kahan.
Yeah.
So Noah Kahan's upset about... I just said
did it.
It.
The wheels have come off.
Yep. So what's he upset about, little Noah?
He's upset because concert goers are going to the bathroom in the mosh.
No.
In... They're adult diapers. Nappies.
Oh, thank you. I was lost for a second. Pardon my prench, but that's...
Pardon your prench.
My prench. That's pretty effed up.
It's not good. You shouldn't say that either, just FYI. I don't like that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I couldn't said it.
He's come out and he just said, hey, guys, I love the dedication. I'm so glad that you're coming to my concerts. Yep. But bathrooms are an option and I implore you to use them. He's also said that people are going to the bathroom on the floor, on the grass as well, to make sure they're keeping that same concert spot.
Okay, that's cooked.
Mm.
Are we at a point, because they do this for musicals, which I'm hugely across, right, as you know, and I've spoken about this for movies. Let's bring back intermissions. Bring back a 20-minuter at a concert.
But the thing is that if you're in a mosh, you lose your spot. You lose your spot. If you go into an intermission and then try and
what
come
if everyone
back,
holds their space? Well, honesty system, buddy system.
It doesn't work like that. And that is why we're running into this strife. Do you know, there was another artist that came out and did this recently. Well, not did this, said that she was upset about it. Olivia Rodrigo said that she can actually, when she's on stage, she knows when people have done that. Because she's in the front row with them pretty much, you know. Well, she's right there.
Yeah.
It's not nice. It's not good. It's not right.
Imagine you go, so like you're a megastar,
mm-hmm.
and then you notice this and you go, something's not right. Like you go to your team and you go, what's going on in there? Something's, and they're like, people have been doing wheeze and poos.
Yeah, because they've been there for 14 hours.
14 hours because they want to get front row because people have to be at the front
mm-hmm.
Because fandoms are so hardcore. And they go, you're going to have to bring it up. And they go, I don't want to bring it up on stage. They go, no, sorry, you're going to have to bring it up. And they go, I'm a real adult. at work and I have to tell people to not poo and wee their pants.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, the sacrifices you do make to stay in that mosh, you know me, I'll have a beer. I don't, I'll rarely have a beer at a concert.
Because you don't want to have to, you don't want to miss out. You got FOMO.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And you've got a good spot. And you've got to secure it.
But if it is a
grass. And also don't want to have to go to the bathroom either, obviously. It's a whole situation.
It's a whole situation. It's a whole city. I mean, the one on the grass, like if you dig a hole, bury it, I think that's
I'd be so angry if I saw that happen in a mosh. You'd be foul about it.
Someone's got a mini shovel. You're like, what's that for? And they're like, don't worry.
Mm.
Maybe stick season isn't about what we think it is.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.